Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some tennis this morning. Defending champion Jannik Sinner cruised into the Cincinnati Open semifinals with a 6-love, 6-2 victory over Canada's Félix Auger-Aliassime. The Italian will face French qualifier Terence Admaté, who defeated Holger Rune 6-2, 6-3 to reach his maiden ATP Masters 1000 semi. In the women's draw, the amazing Coco Gauff has set up a quarterfinal clash with Italy's Yasmin Paolini after beating Lucia Bronzetti of Italy 6-2, 6-4. Now, the Wallabies announced their team for Saturday against the Springboks. The big news, of course, James O'Connor will start at fly half this weekend. Tanila 2.0, Skelton, both also in the mix, starting at prop and lock. Joe Smith has also gone with a 6-2 split on the bench. It's going to be interesting because Rossi on Monday named his team in his press conference. It did mention that if the Wallabies go 6-2 on the bench, because they've gone 5-3, the Springboks, he might tweak one or two things. And he did tell us that an Ergia Snyman might come into the mix if the Wallabies go 6-2. So we'll find out today to see Uguti if the team does change a bit for the Springboks. But Darren Maul, it's mind games from Uncle Rossi. You know, it's the most mind game thing I've ever seen. Naming the team on Monday, no one does that. Saying that, hey, if Joe Smith names his team on Thursday and does a 6-2 split, which is 6 forward, 2 backs, then I'll change my team to a 6-2 split. And guess who I'm going to bring in? I'm going to bring in Ergia Snyman. So you better not go 6-2. So we'll find out today if the team does change.
Well, when it comes to the mind games, there is no one better than the doctor.
Yes, 100%.
Dr. Erasmus has got this. Yeah. You don't mind, he's got the game.
100%. So that one kicks off at 10 past 5 on a Saturday in Johannesburg. Now, reigning Masters champion Rory McIlroy says being a playing captain at the Ryder Cup is not sustainable given the amount of work required for the position. McIlroy will play his 8th Ryder Cup at Bethpage in September as Europe looks to defend the cup on American soil for the first time since 2012. McIlroy says, yes, he was approached about being a playing captain, but he immediately declined the offer.
With how big of a spectacle and everything that's on the line in a Ryder Cup now, I just think it would be a very difficult position to be in. You know, the captain isn't going to be on the course all day, so really the captain's only going to be able to play one session on Friday, one session on Saturday. You know, would you rather not have a player that has the flexibility to go twice if he's playing well? And, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into it.
Yeah, and then we close things off with a bit of football. Orlando Pirates midfielder Karim Kimvudi has joined the Israeli Premier League outfit Ashdod on a season-long loan with the option to buy. The Buccaneers returning to action this weekend when they face Sundowns in the first leg of the MTN